Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, Jason, unmute yourself. We are coming to you.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, what's up, Jay?
Cool. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
Good,
how are you?
Good. Just want to say shout out to you guys. I found you guys at the perfect time. I graduated college at the end of 2019, and I started working for a electrical wholesaler, which is basically like a private version of Home Depot for electricians. And recently I became the head of procurement for material, but all of the material is influenced by the current market price of copper. And recently I've been looking at the copper future to kind of determine what it's going to be week to week, but what's a better way to kind of forecast trends around copper?
There's no better way. What the futures market in copper will tell you is where all the big players, institutions, private money, and even for those, if they're losing money on copper, they're offsetting the losses by trading. So the purpose of futures trading, let's say if you're a farmer, right? And if you trade milk futures, if cattle is not producing enough and the relationship and business partnership that you have with Dean's or any, you know, milk distribution company goes awry, you can trade that same product and same asset to offset any losses that you may have. So if you continue to look at that futures market, you will be able to predict ahead of time. And if I were you, I would quietly send an email to the CEO of that company every week and say, here's what I'm seeing. Do you see the same thing? Those that are in higher power and higher seats than you, don't tell them, ask. And after 8 or 9 weeks, he'll start coming to you. I know your middle manager or whomever, VP may hate it, but you have to make sure you have a relationship with those at the top. And if you help the company make a lot more money and buy better prices, you'll move up that chain a hell of a lot faster. But job well done. You are using that market properly inside of your job. Amazing job.
Congrats.
I appreciate that.
Shout out to you. See what I'm saying? Doing your own research out there.
Let me get a question in, actually. So last Monday, Market Mondays, at the end of the show, at the very, very end of the show, we talked about Amazon.
Yeah.
And
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I forgot what was said, but I was thinking about buying
a call
on Amazon, and it went down to a price that I definitely wanted on Tuesday. It was down like $100-something on Tuesday, and I was busy on Tuesday. It was one of these things where I just didn't have enough time to actually do it, and I was like, you know, doing stuff, Zoom calls and all of that, and I'm like, all right, next time it goes down, I'm going to buy it. Cause I know it splits this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then of course, just my luck, it's proceeded to go up every single day since. So, what's the deal with
that quote? I say that to say, I love that quote.
What?
I love when you like. I say that to say.
Oh, hey.
Set pending orders. If you guys want those limits, if you guys remember what the price our call was for Amazon, put it in the chat. The first one to put the accurate price, I'll cash at you. But as far as Amazon, it'll slide back down. So I know you have a little bit of FOMO, but thank God you have enough assets under your household management to not worry about it. Tune in the assets of a liability. Show come out tonight. I'm learning. Listen, y'all been working with me. Watch. I've been learning. Shout out to Tavis Smiley. But Amazon is going to come back down. And then if you get into like a 2033, that area would be a good place to be able to hold. And I was having this conversation earlier, but you guys have to realize like a company like Amazon, Google, Apple, and you're like, you only talk about those five companies, right? If you look at Amazon, what they really own, they own 40 companies underneath them. So they are technically a conglomerate. So web services, we've talked about Audible, diapers.com, Twitch, Teach Street, Kiva Systems, IMDb, what else? Zappos, rest in peace, Tony Hsieh, Zooks, Goodreads. That is a conglomerate. So even when people are like, hey, you only like those couple companies that I like are really an index. So if Amazon owns 40 companies, put in chat, how many companies has Apple acquired in the last 10 years? They're an index in themselves. So, but give it a couple of weeks, Amazon will slide back down. But definitely if it slides in June, and I say this because that's when the Federal Reserve stops for sure bond tapering and buying any bonds, it may have a quick impact through the summer when things are slower, it'll come back down and you'll be good.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said that. So if you're in the chat, shout out to all the earners in the chat, I just put an article, you know, I go deep in my article reading. So there's a great piece in Seeking Alpha about five reasons why Amazon might be a good buy at this point. Starts with it obviously being 40% below its all-time high, and it's at its lowest valuation in 7 years, but it gets into more technical reasons why it might be a good time, obviously with the stock split coming up this week. And like you said, it like 40 companies, but the biggest thing there is AWS. And so AWS is worth more than probably all 39 of those things combined. And that's still a juggernaut. And so you can, like I said, we go over this pretty much in depth, maybe once a month, about why we still think it's a strong position to be in. We gave the whole dissertation why I thought it was a stock of the year. Obviously, it hasn't performed, but the market hasn't performed. Does that mean it's not a great company? No. I put the piece in the chat. And so please, before you make any decision, do some research on it. This is going to help you, though.
And now that's cut you off. My apologies.
Not good.
Yeah. Once again, Mike clips this up. Big bold letters. Hold for 5 years minimum. For those of you who are trying to take picks and trade day to day, tougher, long-term first, then swing trade, then day trade. But if you're holding these for 5 years, you're good. What retail company is better than Amazon right now? There is not one. So for those of you that have had puts on Amazon and retail companies like Walmart and Target, you can exit those now, begin to write those up. And then for those of you who have been trading NASDAQ futures, you should know direction. And go there. Please put it in chat. There's no such thing as a bad market, only bad entries into it. And for those of you that have been investing since 2017, 5-year cycle, you're still up considerably. That's the power of holding long term.
Yeah. And you had mentioned, I don't know how I forgot, Assets Over Liability. Shout out to my brother Dame Dash, episode out right now. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Shout out to Dame.
Batman.
Legend.
Shout out to AKA Dame, Batman. Check out Assets Over Liabilities. This the season finale for Assets Over Liabilities.
So. Yeah, it's the halfway of season two, halfway point.
Yeah, shout out to Dame. Always good conversations whenever you got to meet Dame.
I can't. Oh boy, if Dame get me amped up, boy, leather jacket, baby. No, but I think we need to start calling Dame like the king of content. Because if you go look at that Breakfast Club interview, that was classic. Many people have taken that argument almost point for point and have built a career off of it. Yeah. I think sometimes when you can be too ahead of the curve and creating, especially when they don't want a particular group of people to maybe own things at scale. So I want you guys to stop confusing messenger with message. Dame is, and for all of you who be like, yo, Dame broke. No, he's not. Sometimes your competitors launch a campaign against you so you don't have viability to push business away from you. I even learned this weekend, well, I'll call y'all after, but a couple of players that got demonized this year was done so by owners of other teams who dropped their value so that they could then potentially pick them up this summer.
Yeah.
It's a dirty game.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.